This is Madam Landlord.
This is Madam Landlord.
Lagos, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. What happens when Oga tenant parks out without clearing the electricity bill? It's a very common situation here in Lagos. It's a common situation in Nigeria in general. It's one of the problems that having a prepaid meter solves, but also not really, because I remember that when I first moved to Lagos, my very first apartment in Lagos in 2018, the prepaid meter had carryover bills. I don't know how that happened, but there was an old bill on my prepaid meter, you know. So as power consumers, we've also found a way to make prepaid meters not do what they're supposed to do. I don't know. Anyway, so yeah, that happened. But it's, even if you're talking about prepaid meters, it's still a ridiculously small amount of people who have prepaid meters in their house, right? A lot of power consumers don't have a prepaid meter. Most customers, in fact, don't even have any meter at all, prepaid or postpaid. Or they're receiving estimated billing, you know? But that one, estimated billing is a different wahala. Today, I want to talk about a wahala that is caused by the wahala of no prepaid meter, when the prepaid meter has not been tampered with. So, Oga tenant is living in Madam Landlord's house. Oga tenant is consuming light. Oga tenant is paying part of his bill, but balance the build up. After a few years, Oga tenant packs out of the house. He no clear the balance. Madam Landlord look bill. Remove I, do yimu. She now gets a new Oga tenant. Oga tenant packs in. At the end of the month, NEPA people show up to cut his light. Oga tenant starts to shout. Ah, for what? I've not. How dare you? They now show him unpaid bill. 300,000 naira. These are the issues. And if they happen steady, if it don't happen to you, Sef. Oga tenant says, ah, no, this is not my bill. Madam Landlord, come and pay your bill. I beg, I beg, I beg. Madam Landlord is like, ah, what thing concern me? I'm not the one that used the light. I'm also not the one that is using the light now. If you want light, you better pay your bill. It happened. However, NERC says, it not supposed to happen. NERC is the Nigerian Electricity Regulatory Commission. And they talk, say, this thing not supposed to happen. NERC says that Madam Landlord should not transfer the new bill, the old bill, to the new tenant. Madam Landlord should not put new tenant in a position where they have to pay for a bill, an electricity bill, that they did not use. That's what the Nigerian Electricity Regulatory Commission says. As far back as September 2020, they addressed this issue. At the time, we heard from Nathan Shati. Nathan Shati was next commissioner for Finance and Management Services at the time. And he said, quote, landlords' outstanding electricity bills cannot be enforced on a tenant. A judge recently ruled that the bills of a previous tenant cannot be enforced on a new customer. Send us details if you are in such a situation, end quote. So first of all, any of you listening to the show, I want to know if you have ever reported your landlord to NERC over an existing power bill. NERC is NERC. Have you ever reported your landlord to NERC over an existing power bill? How did it pan out? Did it work? But aside from reporting, how frequent is this situation of carryover electricity bill? I want to hear from you as well, Madam Landlord. Talk to me too. Are you a landlord who has asked a new tenant to pay off or inherit an old pre-existing electricity bill? How did it happen? If the bill was from an old tenant, why were you unable to force the previous tenant, the one that racked up the bill, to pay their bill? What happened there? How did that break down? And then why you as the landlord, why did you decide I'm not going to pay this bill? Let the new tenant pay for this bill. Because it is your property. Therefore, the utilities are your concern, right? I mean, if I'm going to move in, you repaint the house for me, you fix, depending on the landlord, fix some broken things, do a bit of a refurbishing. Why that refurbishing? No, they reach outstanding electricity bill. Let's talk Lagos, 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. Hello, thanks for calling us.
Hello, Auntie Sandra. How are you?
I'm very well. What's your name, ma'am?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
My name is Grandma Mola.
Welcome. Talk to me.
Long ago, when we had NEPA, they had a provision to report ex-tenants that owed and have left or absconded. I think a neighbor of mine, somewhere around in Ikorodu here, went to them. He visited the Keja. I can't remember the details. I think he even wrote to NERC at that time.
Okay.
And the old customer was traced. Luckily, the landlord knew where he moved to and he was made to pay.
Oh, nice.
But with PHCN now, I'm not sure it exists. You made a statement now, I just laughed. It's like the area of Lagos you live in, the bourgeois ones. In Ikorodu these days, they don't paint the house again. No.
Oh.
They will tell you they don't know your taste, that you paint it to your taste.
Ah.
Yes. Tell a few people to call in. Except it's a new house. But if it's an old house, as dirty as that tenant live, I'm now you go meet up.
Oh, my.
And if you ask the agent or landlord, madam, now you go paint them now. We don't know the color where you want.
Yeah, you tell them the color now. They should bring...
For where?
Grandma Laura, thank you very much for calling to share. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call me back if you can. 99.3. Hello?
Helen.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
Yes, my name is Sean. I'm calling from Surulere.
Welcome. Talk to me.
Yeah, concerning this issue of this transfer of bills, I happen to be a landlord, and the guy that lived in there, one of the houses like that, bought about 300,000 and he left. But I hadn't any choice. I had to pay the money.
He left 300,000?
Yes, so, I had no choice because I wouldn't transfer to a tenant. I mean, if I could not have been, on ground enough to make sure you pay the money, then it's my responsibility and I have to pay it up.
Ooh.
And I said.
Did you tell him? Did you communicate with him? Did you try to get him to pay?
Yeah, I did. But there was nothing to go do. And just I had to let him go.
What do you...
I mean, one day he's going to have his own house as well, too. Certainly what you did to somebody else is what somebody else will do to you.
Do to you in your on your property.
All right.
Thank you very much for calling. I wonder, it seemed like he was, in a rush. Because I also wonder what you think a nice solution for this particular problem could be. Now, the nice solution would be everybody gets prepaid meters, right? But... I was about to say let's work within the bounds of realistic goals, right? Let's set realistic goals. But hey, if you're not going to achieve a goal as realistic and simple and straightforward as ensuring that every person who is connected to public power has a prepaid meter, are you going to do the thing that is a bit more nuanced, like ensuring that a previous tenant consuming power cannot leave their power bill for a new tenant to take on, Because I was going to say, okay, could we have some sort of maybe software or technology, some piece of technology that automatically transfers the bill to the tenant wherever they're moving to, as long as they're living, in the city or in the country even, But that seems a bit more complicated than just giving everybody prepaid meters. And if we've already failed to provide everyone with prepaid meters, you know, could we take it to the next step? I don't know. But I will tell you what the National Regulatory Agency has said. Nigeria's Electricity Regulatory Commission says it is not the problem of the new tenant. It is the problem of the landlord. How do you feel about that as a landlord? Have you been in this situation as a landlord? How did you solve it? How did you fix it? Were you like my previous landlord who just called into the show and said to me, yo, I had to offset the bill. Over 300,000 naira. I couldn't put it on the new tenant. Or are you the landlord that put it on the new tenant? I'm not going to judge you. I just want to hear your story. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call me back. 99.3. Oh, that's unfortunate. Let me take a look at messages on WhatsApp for a bit. We've got this one here from Greenish. Greenish says, Sandra, how do you expect new tenant to report landlord to NERC when the tenant left humongous debt in his former house? Tenant will leave 500K debt, move to new house, ask landlord to clear 100K debt. We need to start linking our bank and our SIM to every payment we make. That's the only way we can end carryover debt. All right. We've got Sylvester from Olodi Apapa who says, we currently packed into a building that had arrears of 270,000. Our landlady asked us to be paying the current charge, which we did until she recently cleared out the bills. Oh, that's nice. So the landlady cleared out the bills. Okay, that's good. All right. So do we have more of that situation happening? 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Yes, I want to remain anonymous.
That's fine. Welcome. Talk to me.
Report. One of our tenants, he just lives with us now for a year now.
Okay.
And he refused to pay her light bill. Mama says she called for a special ticket.
Okay.
He refused to pay the light bill. I'll give her food notice. She should go with the 56,000 naira she owes.
Okay.
You should go with it. Because you never lead her to retrieve this money. You only talk about the landlord paying it, the landlord paying it.
Mm.
How do we contact some of this stubborn tenants?
Mm.
How do we cope with them? She's owing light bill, she's owing normal bill, she's owing security bill, she's owing everything. Just 1 year. We have given her good notice. You should go with this 6,000 naira.
Oh, unfortunately, your line keeps breaking up and we're missing a lot of what you're trying to say to us on the show. I do hope that you can call back. 99.3? Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, my name is James. I'm a landlord.
Okay, welcome. Talk to me.
Okay, there are two solutions. Actually, it's the responsibility of the landlord to take care of the outstanding bill.
Okay.
What happens is that when there's a single estimated type meter on this thing, all you need to do is just ensure you have a paying tenant.
Mm.
Then you need to make sure that you take the reconciliation on your account seriously. You have to continue writing to the discos that the charges you're giving to the house is too much.
Mm.
Then if you're able to pay like 50% of your estimated bills monthly,
mm-hmm.
what happens is that I think the discos, they will review your account and do like a reconciliation. They give you a credit. That means the huge outstanding will be reduced.
Okay.
So as a landlord, if you're able to do that and you're able to show your tenant that, look, just continue paying your own share of the bill.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking care of the outstanding. Mm-hmm. You'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Or you put it in your new rent.
Okay.
Immediately, the new tenant pays the rent. Mm-hmm. You take that money to apply for a new prepaid meter.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe two separate meter, then everybody will be fine.
Okay.
But if you're a landlord sharing the same meter, you have to take advantage of the reconciliation process and always write to the discos that the bills you're giving us is too much. If your tenant can see that you're doing something about it, I think you'll be encouraged to pay more instead of fighting your tenant every time with a huge outstanding bill.
Mm.
One thing that discourages a lot of people is that the more you pay to the discos, the more they bill you.
Mm. I see. Is that so?
Yeah. Yeah, if they bring 20,000 a month and you just go there and pay 20,000, somehow they'll see like this house is a paying customer, slam him 25 next month. So what happens is that people, when they bring 20,000, people pay like 10.
Mm.
You know, so the remaining 10,000 will now be building up as an outstanding.
Mm.
That outstanding is somewhere you write the letter and say, look, you guys have been billing me too much,
mm-hmm.
but I'm a loyal paying customer.
Mm-hmm.
It's not up to the person at the disco that's reviewing your letter to say, it's true, let's credit this person. And that is how your huge estimated usually drops. It happened to me, and I was able to get a credit of over 70,000 or more, but it wasn't easy at all at different levels.
Right.
But now I have a credit meter, and I'm planning to separate myself from the tenant, but for now we're fine. So that's a good solution to the problem.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling, and thank you for sharing that tip. I hope other landlords heard that landlord who just called. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Madam Sandra.
How are you, sir?
I'm fine, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, what's your name?
Madam Sandra, I mean, I don't want to mention my name. Let me just say something.
Okay.
See, where I was living before, my landlord, when I parked to that house, he told me, he said he's going to give us a meter.
Okay.
And the house was a new house.
Okay.
So, okay, no problem. We keep waiting for the meter. The first bill in NEPA give us was 22,000 naira.
Okay.
Before you know it, every time, every month, bill keep going up. Every month, bill keep going up. So the day, we never know, the landlord and the NEPA guy, we are working together hand to hand. Our bill got up to 200,000 naira.
Wow. Every month, as a monthly bill, 200,000.
I'm telling you.
Is it a factory?
You know, the house was a young youth. We are living in the house.
Mm.
So we don't care. When they bring bill, we just we pay.
Mm.
Nobody even bother to follow up. So the day, like the day the landlord have an issue with the NEPA people, maybe the money, we never know the landlord was collecting from his own share.
Wow.
You get so. That day, we are not around. It was the security, like telling us, say, landlord and NEPA people get problem today. Say, landlord, they collect from NEPA. NEPA guy have to open up and be telling landlord. Say, that is why they say, man, they give you money. They give you. You know, they give you again. You know, that kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that is how we find out. But anyway, we are packed. But we are not, you know, we are packed out from that place. Many people, all of us, we just leave. So most of these landlords we are seeing, they don't care. Even as they remove this subsidy, they don't want to know, Madam Sandra. They don't want to know. You must get that money for them. Life is not like that. Thank you, Madam Sandra.
But they also remove. But that's the thing. They remove subsidy for everybody. Landlord does not still have subsidy. The way they remove subsidy for you is the way they remove subsidy for landlord. Abby, so she has bills to pay. You have bills to pay, and some of the bills you have to pay, I have bills too. You know, it's unfortunate, but it is what it is. Same thing for the woman selling tomato or rice in the market. Same thing for the man selling meat in the market. Same thing. All of us, now all of us, they suffer the removal of our subsidy, you know. We've got a message here from Betty. Betty says, the tenant should forward the copy of the bill to the landlord once it's paid to forestall this type of problem. All right, Betty. Ikeme Funa says, this issue can easily be solved by simply linking NIN to power database to get something like a power ID with every household, which every household must have to be able to access power. Another solution is to give everyone a prepaid meter. Ikeme Funa, thanks for your message. We've got this one here. For those on estimated billing, they're really going through a lot. Some have outstanding as much as 4 million to 5 million naira. To apply for a prepaid meter, the express kind is 180K, 200K through the back door, as against the normal amount of 38,000 and 84,000. Thank you very much for your message. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for calling.
This is Joseph calling from Lagos.
Joseph, go ahead, talk to me.
Okay, I think in most cases, some of the bills that those 10 months left they are not actually consumed in the first place. Like some of the callers have said, Nepals would deliberately not want to allow people to have free trade. They are more happier giving people estimated bills. And like one of the landlords said, if you are a patriotic Nepal bill payer, your bill will continue to increase. So in most cases, you see a small house that's supposed to be having some sizable amount of the bills from Nepal. They just overbill them to the extent that by the time those ones are paying, the smaller ones they bring in at the beginning, they couldn't meet up again. They rather leave everything and be bribing Nepal staff. And in most cases, those Nepal staff will prefer you bribing them than you paying the bill, the actual bill. Well, even when they come around to come and cut your bill, they will reconnect you since they are getting some money that is personal to them. So in most cases, it's not because the people are owing the money. It's because Nepal just overbill the people and leaving. They don't feel guilty because they didn't use the light in the first place. It's just an estimated bill.
All right. Thank you very much for calling and sharing that. We have a break coming up. Let's tell you how you can get some money for yourself. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and you're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is Madam Landlord.
Welcome back to your number one talk, news, and sports station. This is Nigeria Info.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Of course, you're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. And this is Madam Landlord.
This is Madam Landlord.
This is Madam Landlord.
Today, we're asking, what happens when Oga tenant packs out without clearing the electricity bill? It happens quite a bit. Some landlords have called in and shared a few tips for what other landlords can do when they are in this situation. I like that some landlords have called and said, hey, I cleared the bill by myself. Especially because the Regulatory Commission, I'm talking about the Nigerian Electricity Regulatory Commission, they said as far back as 2020 that a new tenant should not clear the bill of the old tenant because they did not use the bill. It makes common sense, you know, like it's the most commonsensical thing. And yet, in some places where you move to, you have an electricity bill from the previous tenant, and the current landlord expects that you're gonna. I'm sorry that I'm chewing my words. Toria, what? Tell me. Oh, they cancelled. Fantastic. Okay. All right. So we're supposed to have guests join us from 45. Toria had to go and fetch the guests, but we've just been told now that those guests cancelled. So it's just you and me until 5. And then between 5 and 6, we'll do our venting session. Our venting session is just you calling to talk to me about how you're dealing with everything. You know, fuel price don't go up. Food price don't go up. School fees, they wait us for September. How are you dealing? We'll have that conversation between 5 and 6. Right now, who's supposed to pay the bill? The Regulatory Commission talks, say, nah, Madam Landlord supposed to pay. Is that what you've been experiencing? Has that been your experience? 99.3, hello.
Hello, Madam Sandra.
Thanks for calling, sir.
Please, I call you last time. It was, I think, regarding my house in Bonn, please. Madam Sandra, please, just talk to our governor, Imo State governor. My place is on fire. These guys, they keep burning people's house.
Okay. While I sympathize with you, and we have talked about this before, I do not want to derail the conversation that we're having at the moment. So let's focus on what's happening right now. But again, to Hope Uzodinma in Imo State, you know, you have to pay attention to this complaint from that gentleman. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you? What's your name, sir?
This is Emma calling from Akowonjo.
Welcome from Emma from Akowonjo. Talk to me.
Yes, ma'am. In my own case, I've been paying outstanding bills which I did not incur.
Oh, you've been paying?
Then I complained to the landlord that this, I can't, you know, continue to be paying it anymore.
Right.
But what I get was his threat to give me quit notice.
So you told the landlord, I can't pay this outstanding bill anymore. Landlord threatened to give you quit notice.
If I can't do that, then I should be able to evict his house.
Wow.
That was what I get.
Have you considered reporting?
Like, I was never sensitized about, you know, the whole thing. I just got the information from this program now.
Oh, okay. Well, perhaps you can still report, because it doesn't matter that you've been paying. Perhaps if you report, you know, you may be able to get the option to stop paying if the commission steps in.
All right.
Have you considered that?
Thank you.
All right, keep listening. Let me share their details with you, right? So keep listening. I'm going to share the details for how you can make a complaint with the Nigerian Electricity Regulatory Commission. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good afternoon, Auntie Sandra.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
What's your name?
My name is Emma.
Emma, Gideon. Welcome. Talk to me, Emma.
The problem we do have sometimes is from landlord or landlady.
Hmm.
When they have these accumulated bills on their meters,
mm-hmm.
the tenant will be, they will want to be the one collecting the money.
Okay.
So that they will know how to go.
Okay.
They will give you maybe 3,000, maybe you have five tenants in a house. 3,000, which will give you 15,000. Then the landlady or the landlord will go and pay a token of 5,000.
Okay.
Then when you ask the landlord or the landlady, where is the bill that you paid? You did not place it, you did not do this.
Mm.
They will start threatening you, giving you quick notice.
Mm.
So that is why some tenants, they will just believe, quata, I will owe the money and I will leave.
Mm.
Because some of the landlords too, they are not straightforward with the tenants.
Okay.
They are using the tenants to collect. They are collecting from the tenants again.
Okay.
After collecting house rent.
Okay.
Which is very, very bad.
Okay.
So that is my experience.
All right.
I was living at the Anopaja.
I'm glad you called to share your experience with us, and I'm really sorry you had such a nasty experience. And again, to move the conversation forward, what's the solution? Because NERC has said, you know, complain to NERC, complain to us. You know, send us a report, send us an email, give us a call, talk to us about these complaints that you have. While that is one solution, it's a solution that can often take a while before you can see any resolution. But some people using NERC get resolutions, you know. So people have complained to NERC about their disco. NERC has gotten involved and they've been able to get money back or get prepaid meters, all kinds of resolutions, right? It takes a while because, you know, at the end of the day, it's a government agency and there's a lot of bureaucracy and there's a lot of red tape and there's a lot of like investigating that needs to happen. And there are lots of people complaining at the same time. I think that as Nigerians, we don't complain enough. There are all these regulatory agencies, their jobs are to ensure that organizations and institutions serve you the right way, but because we immediately tell ourselves, oh yeah, I beg, you know, go walk with our own help, so we just sort of leave it up to God, you know. Meanwhile, there are agencies who, if you complain to, may be able to step in and help. Agencies like NERC, you know, sometimes they step in and actually resolve the issue for you. But for people who feel like that process is too long, could the answer be what a landlord called in and suggested? Could the answer be, just as a landlord, you've noticed that this tenant has packed out, you can't trace them, you can't follow them like Grandma Lara said her friend did, you can't follow them to go and force them to pay your bill. Could the answer be to include that outstanding bill into the rent for the new tenant? So as the new tenant is moving in, there's already outstanding bill, Abby. They pay it with the rent that they're about to enter into the house with. That way they know that they've cleared that out. That's now your headache, right? Could that be a solution? As a tenant, do you think that that's a good solution? As a landlord, do you think that that's a good solution? This is Madam Landlord, where we talk completely about the real estate ecosystem, right? So Madam Landlord herself and her tenants. That's all we talk about on this segment every other Monday. Because, you know, one Monday we do security, next Monday we do tenancy issues. 99.3, hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, sorry about that. Oh, I think the person finally spoke up. Okay. Well, the number to call is 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. We've got 01461-7590. Hello. Thanks for calling us. Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. What's your name, sir?
Good. I'll prefer to remain anonymous.
Okay. Welcome. Talk to me.
Thank you very much. Actually, I don't usually like calling in most of these programs because okay. sometimes it's an effort in fertility, but I'll go ahead and share.
Okay.
Now, I'm currently living in a place. When I got into the place, I got a bill of 590.
Hello, Anonymous. You got a bill of 590?
596,000 naira.
My goodness.
Yes. So, during the negotiation with the landlady, I mentioned that to her, and I got a blatant, is either you paid. Okay, the statement was, I wasn't the one that enjoyed this life. Fortunately, the tenants packed out without letting me know, and every other thing. And at some point, at that point, I was, that deal was standing between me getting that house or not getting that house.
Wow.
And this was just in the peak of COVID. I needed to move my family so that they would be safe before, because of those COVID things.
Yeah.
So I had no option but to, okay.
To set, to clear the bill? My goodness.
No, I have not. I didn't clear the bill. That is why I want to bring, that's why I'm making this statement.
Okay.
So when I came in, I had to meet PHCN. And PHCN, they wavered off like 288,000. And the remaining of the bill still stood. So we're having this constant harassment by PHCN officials. They want to cut, they want to cut, they want to, every minute they are there. You clear your current bill, they say, no, there is an outstanding in this place. You have to clear it. After all explanations, they did not agree. I met the landlord again. The landlady, I spoke with the landlady to say, madam, what do we do about this bill? See, and the neighbor official advised me that I should go ahead and get a prepared meter. I use my money. Incidentally, unfortunately, prepaid meters, they register prepaid meters with the name of the landlady. So if this place today, I will not move out with the prepaid meter.
Yeah, unfortunately.
I have to use my money to get a prepaid meter, thinking that that would be the solution. Do you know what PSCN did?
What?
They left a that debit on the meter that I am currently using. So each time I recharge,
let's say I recharge
50,000 naira.
Yes.
Worth of credit. They will not give me a 50,000 naira worth of credit. They have spread in, they spread a monthly balance that I should always be paying anytime I recharge on a monthly basis. So even if I go ahead to recharge 100,000 naira on that account and it lasts me up to 3 months before I exhaust it, the next time I'm going to pay, there will be an accumulated bill of monthly bills of about 8,000 plus.
That's the same thing that happened to me. Basis. This same thing happened to me when I first moved to Lagos.
Thank you. So every month, so as it stands now, I am still paying that bill. And I have mentioned it even to the landlady, to the caretaker and all this. And this is the same thing. In fact, the last time I mentioned it to the caretaker, it was just a brush off. The guy just brushed off the whole thing. And I'm still paying for it. Incidentally, I had a section one day. I had a training session that I had NEC officials came in from Abuja. And I mentioned it to them. And everybody blew all hearts. No, this is not supposed to happen. No. Do this. Up to today. And Sandra, the sickening part of this whole thing is this. Most of the tenants, if they speak up, they will face the wrath of their landlords on their landladies.
Right.
Let's say NEC decides to charge it back to say, no, it's the landlady that's supposed to do it. What the NEC officials actually told me was that, no, that PHCN has no right to do such a thing. Well, let's say they charge it back to the landlady. What is the fate of those the tenants with the landladies?
They won't kick you out. They won't kick you out immediately. Even if they say, okay, fine, because of this, you're not going to live on my property anymore. The law mandates that they give you 6 months' notice.
Sandra, you know why I'm laughing?
Why?
You need to step out. I don't know where the other caller said that he doesn't know the part of town you're living. Maybe you should share your address so that we know the part of town you're living. You should step out and see what is happening. You should just step out one day and see what.
So landlords are not giving 6 months notice in Lagos.
Quick notice. They will give you quick notice. Before the quick notice expires, you will experience hell. No, if I am lying, I want callers. I want some other people to call in. If this thing happens, you take this bill up. Personally, at least I go school a little low. I can decide to do this. But the thing is this. While I was suffering, the reason why I decided to go and use my money to pick up a people out in the morning in the house, immediately those guys noticed that no, maybe it's only the house help that is left or my children that are there. They'll come and disconnect the light. And the next thing, somebody's speaking grammar. And you go to their offices. Have you been to PSCN offices?
I have. It's a nightmare, yeah.
Oh, thank you very much.
It's a nightmare.
Thank you very much. I'll rest my case.
All
but
right.
The thing is this, I don't know this. I don't know. I just needed to talk.
All right.
Really,
it can help. It can help to talk. It can help. It can be cathartic to talk about it. Thank you very much for calling. I appreciate it, Anonymous. That's why I'm asking you to talk to me between 5 and 6. Let's just talk about how hard things are. That's it. We don't have agenda. Our agenda is to talk about how hard things are between 5 and 6. So it's a bit therapeutic for you. Now, if you want to reach out to the Nigerian Electricity Regulatory Commission, their email. Yes, you require email, sorry. Their email is complaints@nerc.gov.ng. Complaints@nerc.gov.ng. So complaints is spelled COMPLAINTS at nerc.gov.ng. So that's their email. You can also call them. Yes, they have a phone number. You can call them on 09-462-1414. 09, that's the Abuja code. 09-462-1414 or 09-462-1424. So one number is 14, the other number is 24. Again, 09-462-1414 or 09-462-1424. You can also send an email to complaints@nerc.gov.ng. They are the ones to whom you complain about your landlord handing over to you electricity bill that belonged to the tenant that lived where you currently live. Because this commission, the regulatory commission, the commission that regulates electricity distributors, they've said that bill, that outstanding bill from the old tenant, it is not your business. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call me back if you can. In fact, don't call me back. I have so many messages on WhatsApp, so let me go there very quickly before people riot. Adeni in Ajangbadi says, in my compound where I'm the one collecting PHCN bill, an old tenant was owing up to 28K, which he refused to pay before he left. The landlord promised to pay the money, of which he hasn't, since October last year. What I did was adding 2,000 or 1,005 to the bills that were brought from March. Now, the money has reduced to about 16K. I believe before December, with this method, we will clear the bill. Oh, Adeni, thanks for your message. Ifeanyi says, Nigerians are just wicked to themselves. Okay. Sandra, I met an outstanding bill of 358,000. Jesus. 385,000 on my meter. After back and forth with my landlady, she said she first paid 100,000. Then we agreed to pay 100,000 monthly for, 10,000 monthly for a year. I shouldered the rest. I think it's the